Welcome to the morning show. It's time now for breakup or makeup, and you decide the fate of a relationship. Should they break up? Should they make up? Give some advice. Alexis having some issues right now, and there's somebody coming in between you and your boyfriend, Alexis. And who is that particular person?
It's my boyfriend's sister. They have a very close relationship, and I just think it's so weird.
Describe it. Yeah. What's the close relationship that's weird? Yeah.
So like they're texting all day, every day, like nonstop. They take pictures together all the time. That like if you were just scrolling on his Instagram, like you would think that like she was his girlfriend.
There's more pictures of her on his Instagram than there are of you.
Like very cuddly photos, you know, like really close, hugging, lovey photos, and. And he always wants to bring her on our dates.
Does she have like a boyfriend or girlfriend?
No. Like if we're going,
so she becomes the third wheel.
He's like, well, we should invite her, and I'm like, but why?
Is it in his family? Is it just him and his sister, or does he have other siblings?
He has another sibling, and he is not, and it's a guy, and he's not close with him at all.
So he's not close with his brother, but he's very close with his sister. All right.
Yeah.
So let's go back here for a second, because the whole, you know, he's very close to her, texts her a lot and stuff like that. Is that bad? I mean, do you find that to be like, did she ever say anything negative about you, or does she have any things in that she does that causes for you to feel like she's coming in between the two of you guys, aside from the fact that she goes out with you guys a lot?
No, she hasn't really done or said anything. I mean, I guess, like, she kind of will, you know, like, make comments about, like, she likes to bring up any kind of, like, inside jokes they have or stories about them when they were younger, anytime that, like, he and I are being close, like, you know, just kind of be like, you know, I've known him longer. And maybe that I'm just reading into that, but that's how it feels.
Sounds like there's like a little bit of a jealousy there.
I totally feel like there is on my end, but I definitely think there is on her end.
Wait a second. Oh,
I mean on her end.
Yeah.
I mean on the sister's end, I feel like she feels threatened by Alexis.
Oh, I'm catching the other way.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
I'm thinking that Alexis is jealous of the sister more so than the sister's jealous of Alexis.
Well, I'm trying to think of a reason, though, of why the sister always wants to be involved, and I feel like that could be... Of course, there's jealousy on Alexis's part.
Well, maybe the reason the sister always wants to get involved is because the boyfriend always gets her involved. He's on the phone with us right now. You want me to bring Nate into this? Nate, are you okay with being on the radio with us?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So.
Okay.
Nate, are you the one that's always inviting your sister to join you guys for when you guys go out and about? Or do you find anything weird with the relationship that you have with your sister?
Not really, no. We grew up together, and we're just closer than most brothers and sisters are. But at the same time, grew up together. We basically hang out all the time. And I can understand how... I can understand how Alexis is a little bit put off by it, but, like, it's not like she's going to bed with us and stuff like that. Like, it's usually, like, if we're going to go bowling or if we're going to go get a drink or if we're going to go dancing, and I'm trying to encourage my sister to get out there a little bit more, and at some point in time, you know, Amber needs to spread her wings and start dating somebody else. So, like, I'm trying to bring her out with us. That way she looks what a healthy relationship looks like. And
okay.
So she's your younger sister?
Yeah. She's... 2 years younger than me, but at the same time, like, she went through a really bad breakup recently, and she's used to a narcissistic, controlling type guy, and I hopefully don't come off that way to her, but at the same time, that was the relationship that she got used to. I'm trying to show her that there's other stuff out there. However, I can appreciate the fact that my girlfriend gets a little bit jealous of that fact, because it seems like I'm putting more attention towards my sister, but...
Yeah.
Do you do stuff without your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very rarely. Very rarely.
Well, it sounds like his heart's in the right place.
It's only because, like, she has work or she has something going on. Like, she already has plans. Not because she wasn't invited.
Well, babe, if you want to just make it easier on the both of us and, like, start doing more stuff where it's just you and me, just tell me that. And we'll do that. And I will invite my
Sounds logical.
Yeah, she's so sad.
What about that?
She's very reasonable.
Let's ask this, Nate. Nate, I want to ask this question because the visual I have is that people, like, can see your social media and see that you're always with your sister. They may not even know that Alexis and you are together. Is it as drastic as she tried to portray it, or is she just making a little too much out of maybe a photo or two?
It's not, you know, it's not light, but it's not, like, ridiculous with the amount of stuff that I post. But I can understand that if she wants me to start posting her and my story a little bit more and post a little, you know, inspiration.
Oh, my goodness. I will send you his Instagram handle, and then you tell me which one you think I am.
Wow.
Okay. I do want to see that. Brooke, comment. What's up?
Hey, Mojo. I love you guys, by the way.
We love you, too.
I listen every day. So, I didn't break up only because, like, I mean, I get the situation, but if you're jealous, if she's jealous of his sister, then he's not the one for you. Just because he's close with his sister, I mean, family's amazing. Family's first. It's not always blood, but if you have that relationship and that bond with your family, that's sacred.
It is sacred, but I do feel like there is a line, though. Like, family over everything, absolutely. But, like, if they're not spending time and nurturing their relationship as a couple, that's a big issue, too.
Megan, we know you and your brother.
I totally agree with that, but maybe just say, hey, can we, you know, if you have expectations of, she has expectations of, like, hanging out with just him, say, hey, I would love to just spend this time with you instead of being jealous of his sister.
Yes, yes, yes.
Put it out there and say, hey, I'm really looking forward to just me and you.
Yes.
I want to ask Megan if she's ever experienced this, because we all know how close she is to her brother, and they're also roommates, but, like, you've had relationships. Has this ever come up where people were jealous of your brother and you because you have such a tight-knit relationship?
So this makes me super sad, this whole situation, especially because this guy is being super open with his communication with his girlfriend and saying, hey, if you're uncomfortable, thank you for voicing this. I'll change some stuff. But I don't know why there's this weird connotation to brothers and sisters that are close. Because if the roles were reversed and this is a guy upset with his girlfriend because her sister was around all the time, nobody would be saying these weird innuendos about, well, they're really close, so something must be going on. It's like this weird fetishization, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Of brothers and sisters. And I really don't like it, especially because, like, my brother is my best friend in the entire world. We spend a lot of time together. But I also want his happiness. So if his happiness is with a relationship and that girl is upset, like, I want him to balance, not necessarily put her first or me first, but balance.
Yeah, yes. It just doesn't sound like that's happening here.
Chrissy.
But he's saying he would.
Right.
It feels like,
but
this
I
is
think
the first
this is the first
thing.
Exactly. No, he's nice. Exactly.
Yeah, he seems pretty rational. Chrissy, you were in a similar situation?
Yeah, so me and my brother, he's younger than I, we were, like, really close growing up. It's just the two of us. I totally agree with what Megan said. People make it way weirder than it needs to be. But also, like, when he would come out with us, my fiance would, like, wingman for him. So maybe, like, that's just what she needs to do to, like, make it work and kind of, you know, in a weird way, but not in a mean way, pawn off the little sister.
Yeah. Renee, hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Breakup or makeup?
I say makeup. I had the same situation with my husband. It wasn't his sister, though. It was his mother.
Oh, well, that's a different story altogether.
Yes, but it's not. She just didn't want to do things alone all the time and wanted to be with him. But when I started hanging out with my brother a lot more, he started to realize that I just wanted him to pick me first. And it can get better, but there is a jealousy there when it's brother and sister or any relationship. You want to be first sometimes. And if he really loves her, he'll balance it out and they can make it work.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that he needs to stop being with his sister, even though he sounded pretty rational about things.
Well, not, you don't have to do it all the time to show her what a good man should do. I mean, you can spend time with both, but if you don't put your spouse first when she's telling you she needs that, you're just going to push her away.
Yeah. Matt, you had a question. What was your question?
Yeah, is this his actual... blood sister, or is it a step sister?
You watch a lot of porn, don't you?
Yeah. It's the fetishism.
No, I've heard of step sister and step brother doing.
That's not.
Thanks for adding to the conversation.
Proving my point.
Yeah.
Last comment from therapist Jen. Our therapist Jen is going to give you some details of what you should do. Should she, Alexis, run, or should Nate run? Which one of these guys should run?
Well, more so Nate. I guess, Alexis, I see where you're coming from, but I guess you have to ask yourself why you're trying to be this cool, laid-back girlfriend, not saying much, because he found it a little surprised, and communicate more, and if he offers, wants to bring her along, or maybe say, hey, on Wednesday, can we just go out, the two of us, and when you're out, maybe if you guys are out, you ask her to, like, hey, can you take a picture of us? And, try to balance things out, because it seems like you're building this resentment, but he doesn't really know where it's coming from or if he'll surprise
I was surprised also that this is, like, the first that Nate has ever really heard that this has been a problem. And I agree with you, therapist Jen, that it's all because she's not communicated until now. She's let everything fester to this one big deal here. And Alexis, do you understand that? That you just need to say, you need to speak up a little bit. Nate seems like a rational guy. Just say, no, just us tonight, or, hey, what's going on here? Let's have some, you and I time.
I totally get that. But he does know this, because this is not, we've actually broken up in the past because of the situation.
Because of his sister?
Really?
Why?
Because I was just like, I feel like you don't want to just spend time with me, and if you don't want to spend time with me, why are you even with me? And so there were times I guess I wouldn't say break up. I mean, we were let's separate. We were, but we weren't.
Yeah.
We were still talking, but we weren't seeing other people, but we weren't really seeing each other. I was I need to give you some space to try and figure out what's going on. And then when I would, he would come back and we would spend more time, just the two of us. And then he would just start bringing her around, all the time.
Do you like her, Alexis? Do you like the sister?
I don't dislike her.
That wasn't the question.
No.
Do you like the sister?
I mean, she's a nice person.
This could be a group effort of the both of you taking her under your wing to help her out, but it sounds like there's some friction there.
Nate, does your sister like Alexis?
She does. Yeah. She thinks that she...
Not anymore.